Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation. Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwaraka. Text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Swayam cha Gurubhir Viprai Sadarai Stavirai Api Ashibir Yujamano Anyair Bandabish Chavishat Puram Swayam cha Gurubhir Viprai Sadarai Stavirai Api Ashibhir Yujamanon Yai Vandibis Chavishat Puram Swayam cha Gurubhir Viprai Sadarai Stavirai Api Ashibhir Yujamanon Yai Vandipishchavishat Puram Swayam cha Gurubhir Viprai Sadarai Stavirai Api Ashibhir Yujamanon Yai Vandipishchavishat Puram. Please chant.
Sorry.
Swayam himself. Cha also. Guru B. By elderly relatives. Viprai. By the Brahmanas. Sadarai. With their wives. Stavirai. Invalid. Api. Also. Ashibhi. By the blessing of. Yajamana. Being praised by. Anyai. By others. Vandivi. Admirers. Cha. And. Avishat. Entered. Puram. The city. Then the Lord personally entered the city, accompanied by elderly relatives and invalid brahmanas with their wives, all offering benedictions and singing the glories of the Lord. Others also praised the glories of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The brahmanas in society were never attentive to banking money for a future retired life. When they were old invalids, they used to approach the assembly of the kings, and simply by praising the glorious deeds performed by the kings along with their wives, they would be provided with all necessities of life. Such brahmanas were not, so to speak, flatterers of the kings, but the kings were actually glorified by their actions, and they were sincerely still more encouraged in pious acts by such brahmanas in a dignified way. Lord Sri Krishna is worthy of all glories, and the praying brahmanas and others were glorified themselves by chanting the glories of the Lord. Trinadapi sunichena tarariba sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari harinama 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 evakibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. So this last sentence, Lord Sri Krishna is worthy of all glories. Just like we have our devotee Archita Das. Archita means one who is worthy to be worshipped. That is God, that is Krishna. Another one of his names, Uttama Shloka. God, Krishna, is such that in describing him, very select verses, very select words are used. It's just like when you write a card, Valentine's card, or some special occasion. You want to choose your words very, very carefully. So in the same way, Vyasadeva has chosen very select words in his Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is his final masterpiece. We already studied in chapter 5 how Narada Muni instructed Vyasadeva to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. He had already edited and compiled the four Vedas. Then 108 Upanishads, which deal with transcendence, Puranas, Mahabharata, and then his scholarly masterpiece, Vedanta Sutra. But after all that, that day came when he was dissatisfied in his heart. Something was missing. He was feeling incomplete, although he is the incarnation of the Lord. And he pretty much surmised what the issue was, but for clarification, he was greeted Serendipitously, his spiritual master arrived. And from that incident, we learn a very valuable lesson. As soon as there is some question, some difficulty in spiritual life, you have to approach the spiritual master. Fortunately, in this movement, we have Srila Prabhupada. We have his books. Everything is nicely explained in his books. Everything required. How to go back home, back to Godhead. Everything is sufficiently provided for one's own self-realization and how to help others. Everything is there in Prabhupada's books. We simply have to take advantage. That's why this class is so important. But apart from the class, one also has to read. It's very important. Prabhupada writes, just as you eat grains, because the body subsists on food grains. Anad bhavanti bhutani. So in the same way, the body becomes stout and strong by eating food grains, the soul is nourished by reading these Vedic scriptures. And Prabhupada has given us the best. He has given us Bhagavad Gita as it is. According to Shankaracharya in his Gita Mahatmyam, he says, that one book, Bhagavad Gita, is enough. That's it. Just read Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. But Prabhupada did not neglect us. He gave us Srimad Bhagavatam. And practically predicting, he left us 10th canto in the form of Krishna book. All the pastimes of Krishna are there. There's nothing wrong. People go to Vrindavan, yes. But for me, I cannot go. That's all right. I can read Krishna book. I am in Vrindavan. You cannot take that away from me. Just give me Krishna book. Turn off the cell phone. And people, when I turn off my cell phone, they call. They hear a message. Sorry, I'm in samadhi. When I come out, I'll get back to you. So, all I have to do is turn off the cell phone and read Krishna book. I'm in Vrindavan, or I'm in Dwaraka, or Mathura. This is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. Because they're not ordinary, they're transcendental. Prabhupada gave us Chaitanya Charitamrita, the character and life of the living force in immortality. That's important. Lord Chaitanya demonstrates what is life when you are on the platform of immortality, the spiritual platform. Then Prabhupada said, he has given us the law book for the Krishna consciousness movement, Nectar of Devotion. He calls that the law book. So, and then he writes, these four books are sufficient. So just read and read over and over. Same thing over and over again. And then just repeat. That's all. Just repeat the message. Yes, we put it in our own words. We're allowed that. My style of preaching is different than your style. Provided I don't change the message. That's all right. Individuality is there. So, hear the next part of the sentence. The praying brahmanas and others were glorified themselves by chanting the glories of the Lord. There's this statement in Prabhupada's books that when you decorate the deity simultaneously, you're decorating yourself. So this is a secret in the bhakti marg, the path of bhakti, that quote Prabhupada used so many times, but it's actually a statement by Narada Muni in the fourth canto to King Paranjana, that as you water the root of the tree, the branches, limbs, everything gets nourished. You put the water on the root. Or you supply food to the mouth, which goes to the stomach. All the limbs of the body are nourished. So the bhakti principle is yat karoshi yadashnasi yajdahosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasya kaunteya tat karushva madarpanam. That simply by offering everything to Krishna, automatically everything is provided. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is the definition of Shraddha, faith. Sublime faith in something sublime. That simply, by serving Krishna, automatically everything will be taken care of. One of the main things convincing me to join the temple was prasadam. Prasadam experience was so fantastic. I said to myself, I can't get this food anywhere else in New York City. So I must join the temple because the food is so good. And that was, how many years ago? 1973. I'm still here for the food. But the point remains, never missed a meal. Never was disappointed. It's always been delicious. So you serve Krishna, you surrender to Krishna, you will be taken care of. That requires faith. How do you get that faith? Associating with devotees. Our method is we associate with devotees. Then our faith is fixed up. For instance, I've noticed over the past so many years, when I see new devotees, then my faith becomes very strong. Because it reinforces that this is a science. And the science is everybody is potentially Krishna's devotee. So when I see the new bhaktas, I become, yes, the sea, the power of this movement. That new people are still coming, like waves. That's why, what did Prabhupada tell Rameswar? Make your lifetime plans to distribute books. Lifetime. Why? Because it is by the distribution of books that new devotees are made. And they're out there. And every now another generation has come up. They have not seen these books. So we try to repay Srila Prabhupada by giving what we got and giving it to others. That's gratitude. Not we hoard it. We're not misers. We are meant to share the wealth. And we share that wealth by preaching the Krishna consciousness movement, centered around distribution of books. Prabhupada writes that in 10th canto. Everything is centered around the distribution of books. We have so many different preaching strategies. So many. We have prasad distribution. We have home programs. We have Harinam. Fantastic. More, better. But there has to be that distribution of books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world, if you really want to please him, then dost distribute books. One person wrote that song. We see in today's verse this word, Ashibi, doing so many home programs over the past 20 plus years. Everybody after the program comes up, they want blessings. And I try to preach, yes, you can have blessings 24 hours a day. You just have to take advantage. Say hello to my little friend. You want Ashibi? You want blessings? Lord Chaitanya has given you available 24/7, 352 weeks a year. Yes, it's there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maximum benediction is there. That first sloka of Shikshastakam perfects seven benefits from chanting. There's one very, very early pre-USA Back to Godhead magazine, Prabhupada wrote. And there's this phrase, seven-tongued Sankirtan movement. Seven benefits. You cleanse the heart of all inauspiciousness. You extinguish the blazing fire of material existence. Not very far from here. Still, I think the fire is raging. People have lost everything. People are missing. That is a reminder. This material existence is just like a blazing forest fire. But the real blazing forest fire is in the heart. We're always hankering for this, for that. I need the new iPhone. I have to have it. Hankering for material things, thinking this will satisfy me. But that is Maya's trap. She promises the world, but you don't get it. You don't get it. She makes a promise. Yes, surrender to me. I will give you your sense gratification. But then you get cheated. It's always like, you get the tease. It's a tease. That's what Maya does. Tease. No satisfaction. We knew that. 1965. We knew it. I can't get no satisfaction. We knew it. We chanted it 24 hours a day. But still, Maya is so strong. Come again. Come on. You didn't make it this time. Now, one more time. Come on. Let's do it. Let's go for it. You gotta go. You know, deeper you go, the higher you fly. Come on. Let's get into it. And each time, Maya slaps. Then one day, we came in contact with Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's devotees. And your chance to get out of the blazing fire of material existence. Here there's no blazing fire of material existence. It is this chanting is the life and soul of transcendental knowledge. That's why you have to chant and read. If you just read, you won't get it. Because it's not just a matter of reading. You have to get the realization. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So besides reading, I have to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then the understanding will come. I have to comprehend. I've seen it. I asked somebody to read out loud. But you can tell by how they read. They're not understanding what they're reading. It's just words. La, la, na, 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 na. But they're not understanding. When you understand, then the way you read it becomes apparent. That understanding, life and soul of transcendental knowledge is this chanting of the Maha Mantra. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. Material life is like this, up and down, up and down, up and down. You're happy a little bit, then sad again. Up and down. Not even steady. If it was steady, okay, that would be something. But it's not. It's always up and down, up and down. There's a song for that too. Riding high in April, shot down in May. There's a song for everything. They're describing the material world, but it doesn't get through. Why? Because they don't have transcendental understanding. That you get from this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is the waxing moon of all auspiciousness. Yes, waxing moon. Like tomorrow is full moon. Tomorrow ends Kartik. Tomorrow is the day Tulsi and Shalagram are married. Also tomorrow is the day another Rasalila is performed. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. So it is the waxing moon. That means each night the moon gets brighter. So more and more I'm chanting Hare Krishna, my auspiciousness is increasing. It gives you a taste of the full nectar. Remember I said about Maya, how it's a tease. It's not full nectar. Not full. But what did Lord Chaitanya tell Sanatan Goswami? One drop from the ocean of devotion can drown the universe. One drop. And this chanting of Maha Mantra increases the ocean. You just have to surrender to it. It's hard in the beginning. But you stick to it. Rupa Goswami reminds us that the only cure for jaundice is sugar candy juice, sugar cane juice. You go to India or you go to some South American countries, you get that sugar cane. So sweet. So nice. So Rupa Goswami says, when you have jaundice, which is the disease of the liver, the cure is sugarcane juice. But problem. When you have jaundice, the sugarcane tastes bitter. I was explaining last week in Tucson, when I was a new devotee, I had a big boil, a think, on my arm. So my God brother Gore Hari said, oh, we have to pop that boil. And you have to take golden seal tea. And he made this jar of this brown stuff. Golden seal tea. Ugh. So nasty. Ugh. But you have to do it. You have to get purified. So this Mahamantra in the beginning, Rupa Goswami points out, it may be very bitter. Why? I have the jaundice of ignorance. What is ignorance? Identifying as something of this material world. Identifying as the imitator enjoyer. Imitate. I'm trying to imitate Krishna as enjoyer, proprietor, and friend. But it's not possible. So I have this disease of jaundice. So even though the Maha Mantra is the sweetest of the sweetest of the sweetest, because of the jaundice of ignorance, the Maha Mantra is bitter. I don't want to. But Dr. Prabhupada says, take your medicine. So you have to do it by force. Force, you have to take it. I don't like it. Too bad. Take your medicine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But as you chant, the disease of ignorance starts to slacken. So the next time, it's not as bitter to chant. More and more. It gets less and less bitter. Then, when you're fully cured of this disease of ignorance, fully cured, you will taste this Maha Mantra. You become addicted to it. John Lennon, in his heroin days, was asking Prabhupada, how do I know who's the real guru? This guy says he's guru. How do I know who's the... Prabhupada said, find the person most addicted to Krishna. That's the spiritual master. He's addicted to Krishna. So, when I am fully cured, you will not be able to stop me from chanting. It'll be the sweetest thing. Ever tried taking candy from a baby? Huh? Watch out. My grandson, when he was young, he didn't have a sweet tooth. He had a sweet mouth. And we would hide the candy. Still, that guy was so clever, he'd figure it out. We'd put it behind the refrigerator. That's all right. He would, like he had a sixth sense. Where's that candy? So when we come to that stage, no more ignorance. This Maha Mantra will be so sweet, we won't be able to stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, let's have some discussion. Share the wealth. Who would like to open up? Nothing today, bring up. Oh, Rabindranath.
You guys mentioned the first part how Brahmins don't make money. So how the old Brahmins and the Brahmins when he flatters that he would actually mention the great activities. But in the age of Kali, you don't find any leaders that have any good qualities. So what do Brahmins
do? I knew somebody was going to ask this question. I don't know if everybody will like my answer. How about we address that privately? Because not everybody will appreciate. Well, we'll talk privately. Sorry, I don't want to get political. Yes, you have a question? Statement? You had your hand raised? No? Yes, Prabhu?
Prabhu,
The Mayavadis don't worship Krishna. That's the difference. Or if they do worship Krishna, they think that's me. We don't make that mistake. So actually, they're just worshiping themselves. We don't make that mistake. We are surrendered. We are humble. So we worship Krishna, and we know Krishna will reciprocate. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender to me, I will reciprocate. I will reward you accordingly. So the difference between impersonalists and us, even if they worship Krishna, they think, well, that's me. So actually, it's self-worship. So they're not watering the root of the tree. They're watering the branches, the leaves. They're not watering the root. They're putting the food in the ear instead of the mouth where it's supposed to go. Okay? What else? Okay. Yes, you have a question. Wait.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they're gurus now. Would they be considered spiritual masters?
Yes. Yes. But I will add one thing. You still have to read Prabhupada's books. And you still have to worship the founder, Acharya. Because any guru after Prabhupada is a guru to the extent that they represent Prabhupada. That's why you have got to read the books so that you don't get cheated. You should know what is the qualifications. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, yes, you'll have an initiating spiritual master and you'll have to obey his instructions. But that does not replace Srila Prabhupada. You follow? So, have you studied Prabhupada's life? Have you read that book, Prabhupada Lilamrita? So add that to your reading list. Because you need to know who is this founder, Acharya. When you read that book, Prabhupada Lilamrita, then you'll see, you'll see it differently. Okay? Can you do that?
Yes.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Anything else? Yes?
Could you repeat this fire to the seven flames?
Okay, so.
Songs.
Cheto Darpanam Marjanam is the first one. Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. Cleanse the heart. Bhava Mahada Vagninya. Extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. Sarya Kairava Chandrika Vitarnam. Increasing the. Or expanding the white lotus of good fortune. I'm giving the definition as it's there in the final chapter of Chaitanya Charit. So, Shreya Kairava Chandikava Vidyavadhu Jivanam, life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. Anandam Buddhivardhanam, increasing the ocean of transcendental bliss. So, Chetadra Baba Mahagnabhyava, Shreya Kairava Chandrika, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Prati Badang Puranamrita Swadanam. At every step, full taste, not a tease. And then Sarvatma Snapanam, full bathing of the self. So, I urge you to read final chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya gives Shikshastakam purport. Very nice chapter. I have to read it every year, so I get jacked up out of control. Huh? Chapter 20 of the Antya Leela. Okay, final chapter. Anything else? May you conquer the illusory energy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Bob. You brought me back to 1975.
Jai.
I love it.
Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu. Beautiful.
Jai. Yes, I got.
I think I need to email you because I'm not on your mailing list. You know, the last one I received, Lala has a program. Lala.
Yeah.
That's all.
But see, some programs are private.
Yeah, I know, but Kundan's program is not private. Right?
No.
Yeah, so Bhadri Joshi said.
Okay, but Kundan has his own list.
Okay.
You'd have to tell him to put you on his list. It's out of my hands.
Because that's the reason I'm...
Yes. Okay?
But I am on your general...
Yes, you are. You got Lala's, right? You got the one from Lala's.
Yeah, that's the last one.
So you're still... Yes?
Mundane question. Your stepson, he's a lawyer.
No, he's learning to be a lawyer. What do you mean?
I got this. Well, I'm trying, you know, I got this distribution. I'm trying to set up a trust for people to put the book distribution on their will.
Okay. Are you, do you want free service or? Okay. My son-in-law won't do it for free.
But he can do it.
My son-in-law could do it, but he won't do it for free.
How much? It would give a... I guess we'd have to find out how much he would charge.
Okay.
But he said he's...
That's my grandson. You said my grandson.
Oh.
My son-in-law. So, you have my email?
Yeah.
Send me an email. I'll give you his contact number. You can, because that's exactly what he does. What you're looking for, that's what he does. But he doesn't do it for free because he got burnt out of it. He got so many, you know, so.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to name.